Hello again, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Bill.
大家好，我是 Anna.
So, Anna, what do you think of my shirt?
I like it. It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, it's my new shirt, and I got it for only 50 NT dollars.
50块？怎么可能？ No, well, I don't believe it.
Well, it was 1,000 NT dollars first, but I got the shopkeeper to go down to 50.
本来一千块，然后你杀到五十块。So you're good at bargaining. 你真的很会讨价还价，会杀价哎。
Well, yeah. You know who else is good at bargaining?
Who else? 谁呢？
Well, in today's story, we're going to go with Maggie and Linda to a couple of stores, and we'll find out that Maggie knows how to bargain.
所以啊，在今天的对话当中，我们可以看到 Maggie 也很会讨价还价哦。现在就让我们来看看今天的对话。
It's a deal.
Conversation A.
I really like this shirt. It looks really cute on you.
How much is this shirt?
Only 450 NT dollars.
Are you kidding?
But it's buy two, get one free.
If I get three shirts for 900 NT dollars,
each one is only 300 NT dollars.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah, and you can wear different shirts almost every day.
所以在第一段对话当中，我们看到 Maggie 跟 Linda 呢，其实在逛街。而一开始 Maggie 先看中了一件衬衫，这个时候呢， Linda 就给她了一些正面的回应。It will look really cute on you.
Now, when you say that something will look really cute on somebody, well, you just mean that when they wear it, it will look very nice or very cute.
所以其实关键是在 look 这个字。那么 look 除了看之外呢，还有看起来如何如何的意思。看起来如何如何当然是 look 加上形容词。所以我们可以说呢，衣服 look 看起来如何如何 on somebody， 在某人身上穿起来看起来如何如何。不过 Bill， 除了这个所谓的 good 之外呢，还有没有其他的形容词 other adjectives？
Yeah， you could say， well， Linda of course says really cute， so you could say that。 Maybe you could also say nice， but that could be good or bad。
OK， 所以还有一个形容词可能是用 nice。 那么如果你说it looks nice， 像这样子的语调呢，当然指的是看起来不错。可是如果我们讲 it looks nice，可能看起来就不怎么样了。
Right. Now then Maggie asks the shopkeeper, how much is this shirt? She's just asking how much it costs. You know, you don't have to say, how much does it cost? It's kind of like she's saying, how many dollars? But that's not correct. So instead she says, how much is this shirt?
所以其实我们要问价钱的时候呢，最简单的方式就是用 how much 来开头。那么要特别小心的，价钱钱本身是不可数，所以当然在这里我们用的是 much。 How much is something？ 某个东西要花多少钱呢？当然这个时候店员就说，哎，只要450块就好了。可是 Maggie 她其实有点不相信，她觉得太贵了。 Are you kidding？
Yeah， she says， are you kidding？Now, when you kid somebody, it means that you make a joke. So, we usually use it to say, oh, I'm kidding around, I'm just trying to be funny. So, if you ask somebody if they're kidding, it's like you're saying, you have to be joking, that can't be true. So, I think that Maggie thinks this is too much.
没错，但是关键呢，其实是在这个字叫做 kid， K I D， K I D， kid 这个字呢，如果当名词的时候，本来有小孩子 child 的意思，但是如果当动词呢，则有开玩笑 joke 的意思。所以在这里的 are you kidding 是你在开玩笑吗？不过还有一件事情要提醒大家， kid 这个字呢，因为是短母音加子音，所以不管它是过去式还是现在分词，都要重复字尾的 d。再加上 ed 或者是 ing。
Well, the shopkeeper says it's buy two, get one free. So he's saying, oh, I'm not joking. It's expensive because if you buy two, you get one for free.
但是在这里要特别小心哦。Free 可不是自由的意思。在这里的 free 指的是免费的。所以如果你买一件，不对，是买两件的话呢，你就可以得到一件是免费的。言下之意是三件是900块。Maggie 就说了 ,If I get three shirts for $980.
And then you see the dot 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 there in our text. I think Maggie is bargaining here. She's making, or she's giving the shopkeeper an idea. Now, if you say get something for something, it means that's how much it costs to buy that thing. So here, three shirts will cost $980.If the shopkeeper agrees.
没错，当然在这里的动词 get 其实是买 buy, buy 的意思，而后头的 for 呢，则是加上价格。当然 Linda 这个时候已经回答了，既然买两件可以送一件的话，两件900块，那么三件就变成一件才300。Each one is only $300.
Well, that just means every shirt only costs $300. Maggie thinks that's a good idea. She says,It's a good deal. Here, a deal is when you have an agreement, you agree with someone on a price for something you want to buy. So if it's a good deal, it means it's a good price.
所以其实关键是在 deal 这个字。那 deal 呢，在中文当中就有买卖跟交易的意思。可是你不能说这是一个好的买卖。我们应该中文讲蛮划算的哦，买的蛮便宜的。而且 Linda 在这个时候呢还说了 And you can wear different shirts almost every day.
Yeah, so this means not every day, but very close because it's almost every day.
非常接近了 close, 所以 almost 在中文就叫做几乎，几乎每天呢都可以穿不同的衬衫。好，那么现在他们买的是衬衫，接下来要买什么呢？我们先休息一下，马上回来。
It's a deal.
Conversation B.
Like it? It's only $800.
Oh, we're just looking around.
You can even wear it in the shower.
I don't really need a watch.
$650. You can't find this price anywhere else.
I saw one like it earlier, and it's only half the price.
$625. That's my final offer.
Bye.
Wait. What about $600?
Deal.It's mine.
Welcome back to the show. So, Anna, we had Maggie and Linda bargaining in the first half of today's show, and that's pretty much what this lesson is all about. But they do it differently in each part of our show. So here, in the second part of today's conversation, our seller here, the shopkeeper, first says, like it,It's only $800. And of course, he's talking about the watch that Maggie and Linda are looking at. Now, Linda, her response is to say, we're just looking around. So she's only telling this shopkeeper that they're just looking at the watch and all the other watches in the store. I say this all the time here. You walk into a store and someone comes to you right away.What do you want? What do you want?
May I help you?
Yeah.
对啊，其实哈，有时候我们在逛街的时候觉得有一点点烦，就是店员会一直来想要帮你啊，或推销。那这个时候，我们只是要告诉他说，没关系啦，我自己看一看，我只是稍微看一下，逛一逛而已。英文当中非常重要，你常常会用到的 ，just looking around. We are just looking around. 我只是在看一看。 因为 around 本来就有在四周的意思，所以在这里的看呢，特别想象用 look, just looking around.
But I think the shopkeeper wants them to look at this one watch he brings. He says, you can even wear it in the shower. So Linda said, we're looking around. The shopkeeper says, you can wear it in the shower. It's kind of funny. Now he's saying, when you take a shower,When you get in to clean yourself, you can have the watch.
所以在这里呢，其实 shower 并不是所谓的什么咒语或者是阵语。那么 shower 在这里指的是洗澡，就是淋浴的意思。不过刚才 Bill 特别提到洗澡用 take a shower, take a shower。那 Linda 在这个时候呢，其实就说了实话，我其实不是真的要买表啦。I don't really need a watch.
I think that Linda is trying.To show the shopkeeper she's not interested. Maybe she is, though. Now next, the shopkeeper says 650 NT dollars. So he's coming down with his price. Then he says, you can't find this price anywhere else. So he means, I have the lowest price. All the other stores are going to be more expensive. You can't find this good price anywhere else.
对，其实这种策略其实好像是我觉得蛮厉害的，叫做以退为进。诶，其实我真的不是要买表啦。好，这个时候店员呢马上就先降价咯，650块，而且别的地方买不到哦。我们中文讲说别的地方买不到，其实是指在别的地方你找不到这个价格。所以在这里其实有两个重点， not 跟 any 是一组的， not any， 而后面的 else 呢则指的是其他的 other 的意思，别的地方买不到哦。那 Maggie 这个时候又说了，哎，可是之前我看过一只表，才价钱一半而已耶。
Yeah, so she's answering the thing he said. He said, oh, you can't find this price anywhere else. I think Maggie is not arguing with him. She doesn't say, I found 650 NT somewhere else. She says, I found it for half the price. So this means cut in two, right?325 NT.
这个杀价空间其实是蛮大的。不过在这里，如果我们讲价格只有一半，叫做 half the price. Half 本来是一半的意思，但其实我们在这里提到倍数。那么在英文当中，倍数其实用这个字叫做 time, T-I-M-E. 所以如果你要讲，诶，是两倍的话，你可以说 two times the price， 或者是 two times 其实就是 twice the price.所以其实倍数呢是在名词之前， it's only half the price.
Yeah, that's not a bad price at the other store, if she really did see it for that price. Because next, the shopkeeper comes down a little more. He says, 625 NT dollars, that's my final offer. Now, when you offer something to somebody, you kind of are saying, here, you can take this,if you want. So he's saying, this is the price you can pay for this watch if you choose to do this price. So he's giving her his last offer too, because it's his final offer.
所以其实呢，在这边呢，我们可以看到 seller 又说了，好吧，那我再降一点625，可是这是我的底价哦， that's my final offer.Offer 在这里不是提供的意思，而是出价。我最后出价，我的底价就是625块。那 Maggie 在这时候更干脆，干脆不买了，拜拜。
That's really funny. She's trying to walk away, and he says, wait. Okay, 600 NT dollars.
不过这个时候呢， Linda 还是决定买这只表。Deal, it's mine. 好，接下来是我们的 word power, 别走开哦。
Word power. Hey, Jenny, it's time for word power.
又到了 word power 时间，我们今天第一个字是什么呢？
It is deal. Deal.
Deal, 名词，交易。
$1,000 for an MP3 player is a good deal.
Wow, 一支 MP3 播放器只要1000元耶，这真是太划算了。
That is a good deal.
I'm going to buy one.
You? Now?
Oh, later.
We have to finish word.
Okay. You are right.
Second word is almost. Almost.
Almost, 副词几乎。
Elliot plays tennis almost every weekend.
Wow, Elliot 几乎每个周末都去打网球。
I bet he's good. Yeah, the third word today is half. Half.
Half, 形容词一半。
Jason was hungry, so I gave him half my bread.
Jason 呢很饿，所以呢我把我的面包一半给了他。
That was a very nice thing for me to do.
Right.
Good job, Bill. Okay, the last word is offer. Offer.
Offer, 名词，出价，或者是当动词是提供的意思。
$500 for the dress is my best offer.
哦、我最高只能出价500元买这件洋装。
I always buy dresses. Don't you?
I do, but do you?
No, it's a joke.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. We've got a few more things for you, so don't go away. It's a deal.
I really like this shirt.
It looks really cute on you.
How much is this shirt?
Only 450 NT dollars.
Are you kidding?
But it's buy two, get one free.
If I get three shirts for 900 NT dollars,
each one is only 300 NT dollars.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah, and you can wear different shirts almost every day.
Like it? It's only 800 NT dollars.
Oh, we're just looking around.
You can even wear it in the shower.
I don't really need a watch.
650 NT dollars. You can't find this price anywhere else.
I saw one like it earlier, and it's only half the price.
625 NT dollars. That's my final offer.
Bye.
Wait. What about 600 NT dollars?
Deal. It's mine.
Review time.
Okay, Jenny, I'll give you $500 for the watch, and that's my final offer.
啊，你这个手表只要用500元买，我才不要买嘞。
Okay, we'll talk about it after the review time game. Now we have three phrases on the left that might say something you could say when you're bargaining. Three ways to say it on the right from our conversation, you have to match them together.
等一下呢、我们会说一些有关你在 bargaining, 就是在讨价还价的时候会想要表达的一些话。然后呢我们就要用你可能在这个英文里面会说到一些词句来回答出来。第一个是什么呢
?Okay, the first one is, the price is too high.
这个价格太高了。Are you kidding? It's too expensive. 你在开玩笑吗？太贵了。
Yeah, that's what you can say, and that really has this bargaining feeling. Now, the second one is get something without paying money.
你不要付钱就要拿到东西，这是什么意思呢？ Can I get it for free? 可以免费吗？可以免费拿到这个东西吗？
But your watch, can I get it for
free? Of course not.
Okay, the last one is decide to buy something.
决定要买一个东西了 ，deal 成交。
That's right, you just say deal and it's finished. Now we've got some more for you today, so don't go away, and I'm going to try and make a deal for the watch.
So, $10,000.
Fun with phrases. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
Sandy, I'm waiting for you at the movie theater.
Sorry, I just woke up.
Are you kidding? You're still at home?
I'll be ready soon. I just need to take a shower, get dressed.
Are you kidding? Just put on your clothes and get here now.
Okay, but it'll take me half an hour to get there.
Are you kidding? You just live nearby.
But my parents can't drive me this time. I have to walk.
Are you kidding? The movie starts in 10 minutes. I'll see it without you.
Are you kidding? I'll take a fast taxi.
Just for fun!
So today's proverb is about time and tide. Now we all know what time is, of course. Time is so important. We need time to do things. But Angie, what about tide?
Well, Clayton, a tide is something that you see in the ocean at the beach. Sometimes you see the water go up, and sometimes you see the water go down. That is the tide.
Oh, but wait, is that the same thing as waves? Like you will see the water splashing and going up and down?
Yeah, sort of. Sometimes you see the water come into the sand, and sometimes it goes out. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. That's the tide.
Oh, so every few hours, or maybe every half a day, the tide will change, go up and down. And it always does this, even if it's rainy or sunny or day or night. So time and tide wait for no man. That is our proverb of the day. But Angie, what does it really mean?
I think it means that time and tide, no matter what happens, will always go on.
So this is good advice for us because it tells us that we need to accept the way things are. In other words, time is not going to wait for us, so we need to just hurry up and do the things that we need to do.
Because something that's for sure is that things change with time.
Right. So, for example, even if I'm tired, I want to keep sleeping, the sun is going to come up, and my alarm clock is going to ring, and I am going to have to go to work. So, I think, oh, I wish I could stop time, but I can't. I just have to know that time and tide wait for no one.
And is it just men? It says wait for no man.
Time doesn't wait for anyone. It doesn't wait for women, children, dogs, birds, flowers, nobody or anything.
That's kind of exciting because change is exciting. So when I think of the proverb, time and tide wait for no man, I think of change.
Right. So we can use this proverb, time and tide wait for no man, when we want to say, you have to change.
You're absolutely right, Clayton. And what a great proverb.